So that's the courageous man. We would sit there with Hudson Bay Company yacht boats in the James Bay, in Hudson Bay, James Bay. So this is one story that I wanted to tell, because many men have talked about that. The man that I knew myself is my grandfather, and he was the one who told the story. My grandfather have worked with those yacht boats with other people as captain, but he was, shall we say, a pilot at times, as a deckhand. And he knew the dangers about these things. And to have such person to accomplish such deed was far beyond one person's capability. So the reason why I'm telling this, this is the man who literally would do anything for the Hudson Bay Company. Or was it because he has a pride that he has to prove himself that he's a stronger man than he looks, or to show that his power is not just the strength, but the wisdom and the knowledge of the element. It was it. It has been said that he would even wish the weather to happen the way he wants. That was the exaggeration. Some people say that he would summon the favorable wind whenever he wants. If he wants to move fast, he would just summon the right direction wind so he can travel fast. There were such things in the past. There were such people who have such power, really. Like a shaman, the older people. If you ever want to go somewhere by the bay or by water and you want the favorable wind for you to go where you want to go, around the Hudson Bay or James Bay, all you have to do, supposedly, is to approach an elder, respected elder who is very wise, and to offer him some gift and say, may the wind be in favor for my journey. And the old man would say, may the wind be in favor for you. That's a thanks. And he promised the wish to happen. Most of the time, our First Nation people believed this practice. And it was those times that people sailed these wooden schooners or boats. They were not schooners. They were not shaped like a schooner. They were flat bottoms, and they have maybe at least 6 inches keel anyway, and to keep it go straight and with the rudder. And they didn't, I cannot say exactly what the measurement they used to measure them. I understand in the modern or scientific meaning is a tonnage that's displaced the water. But these were the very small boats. They could carry perhaps maybe 1-2 ton, maybe 3 ton. And maybe 100 ton, I'm not too sure. Anyway, they were not big. They were about 35 feet long and probably about 10 feet wide and 6 feet. Maybe 4 feet, 3 feet deep in the water. Some were a bit larger than the other. Anyway, this was a man. To include, to link in this story, I like to mention also other people who have done the same thing. Those who have sailed those yacht boats around the Hudson Bay and James Bay. And there was a man who was known to be called Bernard Gull in English. But his name was in Cree was Benast Kiask. Kiask is the gull, seagull. So he had been assigned to be a captain, one of those smaller yacht boats, which was about 35 feet by 10 feet wide and probably 7 feet, 8 feet deep from the keel to the top.